there's a segment of You're Your Own Boss, and I'm DJ Fluffy Fluff, but I am here with the owner of the owner and operator of Basilio's serving Bengoni style food, and nephew of the original owner of Bengoni's, Darren C. Smith.
Hi, how are we doing today?
And one thing we actually do before I start, we make our own DJ names. Like, I'm DJ Fluffy Fluff. What would your DJ name be?
DJ Daring Darren.
Darren Darren?
Daring Darren.
All right.
Daring Darren.
Daring Darren? Yeah. All right. So, let's start with this. Have you always wanted to own your own restaurant?
As a kid, you know, growing up in the Overland and Woodson Terrace area, I spent some time, you know, around the industry, around my uncle. And, you know, I was just proud of the way things turned out and the reception that he had as a business owner. So I just took it a little further in life as the opportunity arose.
All right. What is your most popular dish as of right now?
You know, I got well receptiveness to the whole menu. Roast beef, the salads, and pizza.
Oh, yeah. You guys got some good pizza. I've had your pizza.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Now, they made you change the name of your restaurant. You're going to be Bengoni's. Why did they make you change it?
Well, it was a personal decision that I made based on the... family purchasing that in 1982. It was the right morally thing to do, and I wanted to establish my own identity of originally what the restaurant was.
All right. How many customers do you say come in to get order or get any food for you every day?
I'm picking up new customers daily as the word's getting out from Bengoni's style food that's being produced out of the kitchen by myself. And the numbers are growing. The patio, you know, stays busy sometimes when the weather permits. And I'm building a second wave of customers in the community to make sure that, you know, we get a dining room built. That's the main focus is indoor seating right now and to attract the food.
Has there been any comparisons, people coming up and comparing your food to old Bengoni's?
You know, I've had some social media say that they're pleased. And I feel proud of that. You know, every day I try to maintain quality and perfection, and I think I'm close.
All right. Is there anything actually still the same as, like, the Bengoni's menu was? Did you keep anything, like, the same as their menu was?
What is currently on the menu was the foundation that provided it with the pizzas, the salad dressings, and the... sandwiches that were popular. It's the foundation of what started the creation in 72. And 82 on to 2006, the new ownership developed their own identity. So what I'm doing is I'm going to be doing the same, you know, by adding specials, you know, winter's coming, and developing some things outside the box.
All right. Do you feel that you have any rival businesses, restaurants, and all that?
Nick and Elena's is good. You know, they're a good local family-owned restaurant. You know, they do well. And, you know, I just want to fit in. I don't want to have a rival. I want to be a part of the community to grow in the restaurant industry and be a team on Woodson Road.
All right. What was the major game plan for Basilio's?
Starting out, the major game plan was is to create the quality food going out of the kitchen, getting the food back into the community, and you know, helping out local businesses by doing fundraising and you know, just bringing back the what was once there to the community is my main focus.
Did you actually work at Bingoni's before it was closed?
I was 10 years old. You know, I grew up around the area. I didn't ever work there, you know, but I wasn't old enough, you know. But I always was in the back watching and always, you know, maybe folding a pizza box or, you know, picking up something or doing something. Just being a part of, you know, what was there at my age that I was allowed to do. And I envied, you know, the operation.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take our first break now. So we'll be back in a few moments.
Thank you.
All right, and we're back. I'm DJ Fluffy Fluff, and I'm with
Daring Darren.
And he is the owner and operator of Basilio's. What times are you opened?
I'm open 7 days a week. I'm open at 11 o'clock, and I work through the lunch hour. And then I stay open on weekdays until 8 p.m. And then weekends are until 10. And if you're still hungry, keep calling me. I'll stay open.
When did you open Basilio's?
I took possession of the building May 6th. I was able to open the first week of July. July 3rd was my opening date.
All right. And... Oh... Is there any recommendations for any people out there that are trying to do what you guys are doing over there?
Just, you know, get up every day, stay consistent, you know, follow your heart when you're in the kitchen. That's where the food is. That's the quality, the heartness, you know, and take care of every customer every day.
Do you guys have any specials over there?
What I'm doing right now is I'm going to work with, you know, hopefully Rittner High School and in the area people to do some fundraising for the athletics department. And that's going to be good. Parent teacher conferences, I think, are coming up 27th, 31st. So all the teachers that are going to be here for those lengthy hours are students. I'm going to do spaghetti, lasagna. Or a 9-inch two-topping pizza and a salad, $6.50.
All right. And how much stuff do you have to do before you open up every day?
Every day I go to the grocery store. And, you know, it's fun to do those things. Some restaurants choose to order from a piece of paper. I like going and enjoying the... part of shopping. I go down to the hill where some of the products are bought, and you know, I do those things that are required to get open for lunch, spend a couple hours prepping, seeking out additional business, reaching out to the community, and you know, getting a second tier of business. And I also do a lot of dishes.
What is the best part of the day for you at work?
When I see people leave the restaurant or call me or see me somewhere in the community and they say, that was good food, that was good service, and I will be back and I will tell my friends.
All right. And where are you located, and what is that the best place you think to be located at?
I'm at 2249 Woodson Road, Overland. You know, there is no dining, but the place has a lot of potential, and my heart's there. The owner's hearts are there with the property, and they want to see this thing go as much as I do. And I believe it's a good choice. I believe it's a good winner, and I believe we're going to be there.
And over the break, we were talking about, he said that a lot of kids probably save their money there. You get a lot of kids up there after schools and stuff?
I do. It's kind of funny. This couple of kids, middle school age, come and they're like, we want a hamburger. And I'm like, okay. I said, well, how much money do you have? And he says, well, I got $10 and I got a friend here. And this is a neat little story. And so he paid for the friend to him to have a hamburger and fries, and they ate it outside, and then he comes back with another friend, and they tried it, and next thing you know, there's 10 kids after school. I think they're saving their lunch money and coming to see me, and that's awesome.
So does that mean you'd consider your restaurant a place for families to go and everything?
I believe my restaurant is family oriented. You know, I practice Christian values. You know, I was raised, mentored by a guy in St. Joseph, Missouri, that owns Galvin's Dinner House, and Bill that owns the Crowbar down there in Woodson, about establishing those values in a business and in the community. And those things have been important in my life.
What is the hardest part about your job?
Doing dishes. You know, cooking's a passion. It relaxes me. You know, the pleasing the customers is fun. You know, the cleanup, you know, you get all ready, you're prepared, you know, the rush hits and it's amazing, and you see people call you or they're happy, and then they you know, it's time to clean up, and you know, it looks like a bomb went off, but we do it, and we do it diligently, and we get ready for the next time.
All right, so I'm gonna thank Darren C. Smith for coming in. He's the owner and operator of Basilio's. Go over there and visit him. He's got some good food on Woodson and Trescott. What was the address again?
Woodson and Trescott, 2249 Woodson Road in Oberlin.
There we go. Go visit him. Get some good food. All right.